New year, new me. Welcome back, everybody. And I have new goals and I am set for something.
Wow, that was an intro.
Dom, I will beat you.
You will beat him? In what?
I will be the champ.
In what?
Predictions.
Oh.
In predictions, yeah.
Oh, well, we haven't done them in a long time. Dom, the challenge is out there already. Holy cow.
It's about time. We're back.
Yes, we are.
There's a lot to talk about.
There's a ton to talk about.
NFL, let's start off with that. Signings. Let's
start off with NFL free agency. This kid has been going ham for the last week with NFL free agency.
The first signing of the day was Dremel. My team signing Russell Wilson. No, because it's going to be good.
No.
You want to know why?
No.
Because he's going to be there, right? And the newest signing was CJ Stroud to the Steelers.
Okay.
So I'm thinking what they're going to do is they're going to sign Russ for a year, and he's going to mentor CJ Stroud into getting him better, like giving him knowledge on how. What about their latest trade? CJ Stroud.
No, their latest trade for Justin Fields.
You're kidding.
No, it's real. It really happened.
I'm checking right now.
They traded for Justin Fields.
Checking right now.
The Steelers have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
I'm checking. Oh. They have Justin Fields. Yeah, I know they have Justin Fields. That's what I said.
You said CJ Stroud and Russell Wilson.
Did I say CJ Stroud?
Yes.
I meant Justin Fields.
That's why he's a meathead.
Yeah. So he's going to mentor
Justin
Fields for the year so he gets better.
Okay.
And then we're still going to be pushing. We're going to have one of the best run games because we just got one of the top running coaches.
Okay.
For this time. And we're hopefully going to make some progress this year.
Do better. Like, you're going to win a playoff game? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to make it further than the Patriots will ever. And we also got Queen. So our defense went from being here to being here. It's so much better. And as you can see from the shirt, Watt, best ever. TJ. Actually, I give props to JJ. JJ's better. TJ, it's up there.
Listen, my Patriots will make their moves in the draft. We got rid of the one big problem we needed to, and that was Mac Jones.
Yep.
And we traded him for a can of refried beans and a tortilla to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is going to be good this year.
Jacksonville is going to be good every year, but then they do this thing
where they're
where they fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do this thing where they fall apart.
Yeah.
But no, free agency has been fun.
The scariest moves have been made.
What's that?
Derrick Henry to the Ravens.
Yes, that is that is
the biggest move of free agency we have seen.
This Ravens team reminds me of the Ravens in the 90s with Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs and Jamal Lewis and
2008 with Joe Flacco. They were killers.
Yeah, but this is back in the day, the Ravens were known for their strong run game. And now they have a quarterback that can run and they've got a semi truck in their backfield now.
Yeah. Can we talk about the one team that could beat them?
And the New England Patriots.
No. It's not my team. I know it's not my team.
Your team sucks.
Shut up. They're better than yours.
You got Russell Wilson, so.
It's the Raiders. They have Max Crosby and they have Wilkins. Their defense is going to be crazy.
They have probably the best defensive line right now in the NFL. But let's see what happens on game day. Let's see. You can have a great team on paper, but they may not play well together.
They also have Gardner Minshew.
Yes,
Gardner Minshew is going to be crazy.
Minshew is going to be.
He's going to be something.
I hope he starts and I hope he does good. He's one of them guys that I wish.
They got rid of Tannehill.
That was Tennessee.
That was Tennessee.
Garoppolo. Yeah, they knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was coming. Definitely knew that was coming.
Kenny Pickett going to the Eagles.
Yeah, that's kind of
interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. Like, it's one of those things where he could be a starter,
but
does this showing that they actually have all the trust in the world in Justin and Jalen Hurts or what? Or is it they want a solid backup because Hurts gets hurt?
Yeah. So we've seen this guy play 3 games, and I'm talking about someone on my team.
Okay.
Who used to be on my team. And I want him to go high because he has some of the highest potential ever.
Okay.
The 2 first games he played, he had 30 points. And I'm talking about Mason Rudolph. He got traded to pretty sure either Seattle or the Titans.
Mason Rudolph, ain't he like 100 years old?
No. He's like 24. He was a rookie last year.
I'm thinking of Kyle Rudolph.
The biggest surprise was us trading Deontay Johnson.
DeAndre, okay.
Because he's good. So, props to the Panthers?
I think so.
Panthers for getting him? They're going to have a pretty decent team.
They don't have a quarterback.
They're still drafting.
Yeah, they still have the draft.
They could go for McCaffrey.
McCaffrey?
Yeah.
How are they going to get McCaffrey? He's locked up with San Francisco.
No, the quarterback McCaffrey. Wasn't his brother a quarterback? Or am I thinking of Michigan?
I think he's in fucking high school. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
They also have Michigan's quarterback. They can get him.
Mm-hmm.
See? They have potential, but they don't have the right weapons. They have the right weapons. They don't have a good quarterback or a good O-line.
See, I'd like New England to take Marvin Harrison Jr. with their first pick at number 3. And then with their second pick in the second round, their first pick in the second round, I want to see him get Bo Nix.
You know who's still floating around?
Who?
The biggest pick that could be signed right now that no team is really looking at. And that's T. Higgins.
No, there's
people looking at him, but why is nobody signing him?
I think the Bengals franchise tagged him.
No. I would have gotten an alert.
He's coming to New England.
Either he's going to New England or the Steelers are gonna sign him because we're missing our wide receiver.
They don't have any more cap room. They just got Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson takes up a freaking half of their damn cap space because he costs so much.
That's true. That's true.
Ridiculous.
Fresco.
What's next there, Cheech?
Kirk O'Chains.
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. The man in Atlanta.
The man. Atlanta has changed this man. He's got chains on his neck. He recently got grills, and he's got a new nickname, Kirko Chains.
Oh, Kurt. Listen, he's
a good quarterback. So
he's a solid quarterback that can't win a playoff game.
That's true.
But he's made a shit ton of money.
Justin Jefferson, JJ.
Uh-huh.
He was furious because he lost his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure he was asking to be traded because they don't have a quarterback right now. So I don't know if he's going to be put up on the market for free agency or not.
He's probably up for a trade. Probably sure. Trade talks. But I don't see him going to Atlanta.
The chances of that are like a first round pick.
Yeah. Bring him to New England.
No, you want everyone to go to New England.
Well, yeah, just like you want everyone to go to Pittsburgh.
I only want one person to go to Pittsburgh.
Who?
T. Higgins.
Not happening.
I know it's not happening. That's why I'm mad.
That's why you're mad.
There's also another one that I want, but I know it's never going to happen.
What's that?
Max Crosby.
No, he ain't going
anywhere. Yeah, I know. That's why it's never going to happen.
He ain't going anywhere. Sorry.
Let's talk about... The funniest thing.
Okay.
Cowboys.
Oh. Okay, let's talk.
They've lost all of their players.
Yep.
And they've signed maybe one or two people who are nobodies.
They've signed guys that are already on their roster.
Yeah.
They've re-signed people.
They haven't made a move.
No. But they're going to win the Super Bowl, everybody.
Yeah, everybody... And this is especially to Miss Wendy.
Oh, taking you shots guys at all of Top
haven't
Rope.
Had a good team in so long.
Taking shots at all of Top Rope.
Oh, the Eagles. Good, you guys got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but they're under investigation for tampering.
I know,
which is not good because they could lose their draft picks.
There's another thing you guys got to worry about. You got to worry about. Is your team
Atlanta too with Kirk Cousins? Yeah. They're both under investigation, Atlanta and Philly.
Nobody likes Atlanta.
Yeah, but they're still under investigation for tampering. No one likes Philly either, except for Dom.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? Pepsi Phil is tampering with the other side.
Pepsi Phil, you're going all in on everybody.
He was caught drinking a Coke.
Oh, he was? What, yeah. He was drinking a Coke on a live stream yeah. And you caught him?
I didn't catch him. Oh. I didn't catch him. Dom and them caught him.
Oh, Ivan?
Yeah.
Oh, Pepsi Phil. No longer Pepsi Phil. Ooh. So what else you got running through that big old noggin of yours
big
that you want to talk about on this inaugural episode of Meatheads?
Invincible.
I have not watched the new episode.
I'm not gonna spoil it.
You better not, or I'm gonna dropkick you right here on TV, right here live on YouTube. Not even live, but it's gonna be recorded.
So the first season
was awesome.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
In the second season, I kind of hate them. They left us on cliffhanger on the newest episode, and
there's gonna be another episode this week.
I know, and. They also left us on a cliffhanger from the break.
Well, they had no choice in taking the break because of the writer's strike.
I know. I mean, just the overall animation difference from season one to season two is crazy.
Is it? You think it's that much better? I think it looks the same.
It's different.
Is it? Okay. I'm going to start watching season two again tonight.
Good.
And I'm going to watch the whole season and refresh myself and watch the new episode.
I started, and he's already watched it like 5 times. Avatar.
The Last Airbender on Netflix.
So good.
So good.
I've only gotten to 2 episodes.
I've watched them all.
We're watching it together.
Yes.
But he's rewatching it.
Yes.
For like the 15th time.
Third.
15th.
Okay.
And... I love it. They did an amazing job with like the CGI.
Yes, it's the CGI
so
is
much
very good.
Better than the movie.
Well, the movie was made like 13 years ago.
So
14 years ago.
So like it shouldn't even be that bad.
No, it's
but like it was also like the way the characters looked.
Uh-huh. The characters, the storytelling in the movie, it cut a whole bunch of stuff out and it was just blah. But the TV show, the live action, it actually follows the script of the TV of the car of the original cartoon. Does it show everything at the original cartoon?
No.
No, it doesn't. It has to cut some stuff out because it's not going to be a 24 episode season. But they do show the important stuff, like saving like Kyoshi Island. They go to Kyoshi Island. The King Bumi and everything. It's so well thought out and so well done. I think the characters are pretty spot on with the way they looked in the cartoon. I think the actors they picked are very good in my eyes. I've heard other people say different things. I think it's from first episode to last episode, which is basically the first season of the cartoon, and it's top notch. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait for 2 and 3 because they've already been announced. So they are going to do the entire show. So next season, we'll get to meet Toph, and we'll see some earth bending and some water bending from Aang.
You've already seen earth bending.
No, I'm talking from Aang. Aang is going to start learning in season 2. He's going to start learning the other disciplines.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
Let's talk about these absurd up-and-coming movies.
Absurd up-and-coming movies. Okay.
And these are also some movies that came out. Like, you can't just appear out of nowhere with Bob Marley movie. Like, I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anyone else was expecting it. I haven't seen it. I want to see it. I'm guessing it's amazing. It looks amazing. It's about the life story of Bob Marley. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah, but you asked me to go see it. Why is it an absurd movie? You wanted me to take you to go see it.
No, it's not like absurd movies that are like bad. It's just absurd movies that like are coming out. Like not like movies that you probably didn't know.
That's not an absurd movie.
No, it's not like a bad absurd movie. It's a good absurd movie. Like, they didn't need to make a number 4, but they chose to.
Okay. So it was an unneeded movie, unnecessary movie to the story.
But it's probably going to be good.
I'm sure it will be. All the other ones are good.
Okay.
Another one.
And I'm going to see it with my grandma. I'm sorry. I know you probably were going to ask me to go and see it.
Okay. What are you going to see?
Godzilla X Kong.
I'm not into that, so you're good. I'm not into the whole Godzilla scene. What? I'm not into the whole Godzilla scene. Not for me.
So we won't talk about that. Let's talk about wrestling.
Okay, let's talk about some professional wrestling. It's okay. My light does it sometimes. It's just my light.
Let's talk about the whole controversy with Chad Gable and Sami Zayn.
Okay, let's talk about that controversy.
It was a sad, sad match. Because this was the chance for Chad Gable to get his shot at the Intercontinental title again.
To have his WrestleMania moment.
And I'm pretty sure everyone was rooting for him.
Well, they had this big vignette package for him before the big match to decide who faces Gunther, and they made it look like Chad Gable was going to win the gauntlet,
and then
Sammy wins,
which I'm not complaining. Sammy is an amazing athlete, but I feel like instead of him versing for the Intercontinental title, he should have had the title, the undisputed title, when he versed Roman.
Okay.
Because, I mean, everyone gets cheated against Roman.
Okay.
He should have been the one to beat Roman.
Okay.
Because his family was there.
Okay.
And Chad Gable is going to win Money in the Bank.
You think Chad Gable's going to win Money in the Bank?
And then I know Temple, he watches us. And he watches, not us.
He watches
Top Rope Wrestling.
He said that
he wanted Sammy to win the Money in the Bank, but I want Chad Gable to win, so we get to see the like maybe a different side of Chad Gable, maybe like a heel turn Chad Gable.
Okay. Okay.
And he's like, he's getting in everyone's faces who has a title. And he's like, hey, I'm going to cash in on you and take your title.
Okay, just like that?
He's like, shoosh.
I'm going to take your title. Okay, can let me weigh in on this, yeah, this whole situation. I honestly feel that WWE wastes Sami Zayn. Because every time he gets hot, this is like the third or fourth time that he's got hot and they let him get cold, let him get hot, let him get cold. They don't ever cash in when he's on a 100% hot streak. They should have cashed in on Sami Zayn at the end of the Bloodline. Maybe not win the world title, but he could have won the Intercontinental title or he could have won the U.S. title and cash in on that rocket he had strapped to him. But then instead, they put the tag titles on him and then he kind of goes stale and goes cold and everyone's kind of like, well, where the hell is Sami Zayn? And Chad Gable's having these amazing matches with Gunther and then all of a sudden, Triple H just decides, hey, guess what? Guess what?
You're going to win.
We're gonna push Sami Zayn now because everybody's forgotten about him.
I mean, that's WWE.
Can I finish,
please? Yeah, sorry.
I feel like they've dropped the ball once again because Chad Gable started getting hot. Now they're dropping the ball with him. And they're trying to get Sami Zayn on fire again. I really hope somehow, some way, they make this a triple threat match. It's the only way to make this right. Is to put Gable in a triple threat match with Gunther and Sammy. And this way, if Gunther does lose the title, he doesn't have to eat a pin. Either Gable or Sammy can eat the pin, and Gunther can walk away from this unscathed and still be hot because he hasn't officially been pinned to lose that title, and then he can go after
and
Seth Rollins and win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, I said it.
So you think Seth is going to lose or beat Drew McIntyre?
Yep. 100%. 100%.
Can we talk about the biggest controversy in WWE right now?
That was the biggest controversy.
That is, but like on the other brand.
On what, SmackDown?
Yeah.
What?
This whole Roman Reigns, Cody thing, and The Rock.
It's getting boring. It's getting dull. It's getting old. It's getting overplayed.
Stupid. Just have a match already. You guys are doing so much promos. Nobody likes it. I mean, everyone.
No, not that nobody likes it, because people do like it. People enjoy it. I enjoy seeing The Rock on the microphone every once in a while. But as far as him being back full time again, like he is now, I don't know.
Throw it in the bin. Make him turn on Roman. Give us the match we wanted. Give us the Rock versus Roman Reigns.
That's not the match everyone wanted.
That is the match.
No, it's not. The match everybody wanted was Cody versus Roman for the title, and that's why we're getting
the match for years.
2 years.
Roman and Cody Ray.
Cody has to finish his story, which he is not going to finish at WrestleMania.
Exactly. So why not make it Rock versus Roman? At WrestleMania 40, biggest match ever. I'm pretty sure it would probably sell out the whole arena.
It's gonna be sold out anyway. So, whether or not it's Cody and whatever, it's still gonna sell. It's WrestleMania.
The Rock takes it, and now we have a big feud against Cody and The Rock.
Well,
because then that would make it more entertaining, because we don't have to hear loudmouth Paul Heyman.
Yes, we would. Speaking. Yes, we would. Yes, we would.
We wouldn't have to hear Roman's horrible cuts in the promo. I mean, all he says is,
I love this kid.
Acknowledge me.
That's right.
I'm the tribal chief. I'm better than you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be using MJF. No, don't ever slander MJF and Roman Reigns together. No, that is
I know.
That is no.
And he says that stuff.
No, he does not. He is not better than you.
No. Ugh. He says the stuff that I said besides I'm better than. And like nobody likes it. Get original. Get original like how The Rock is.
No, The Rock, yeah.
He's himself. Nobody else uses his stuff. besides, oh God, Austin Theory. But we don't talk about him. He's something else. he's just, they built him up and then Austin they put Theory's him down. It's stupid. All right. There's something coming up. And I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
What?
This man's retired. He's 56, 60. Keep him in retirement, bro.
Who?
Don't take him out. Jake Paul versus
Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Mike Tyson's going to whoop his ass.
I know. It's going to be another ear biter.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. They're I guess they're wearing headgear and they're using
Goodness gracious.
Will you let me finish speaking?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
They're wearing headgear and 14-ounce gloves. And honestly, I think the headgear is for Logan Paul's safety.
Jake Paul's safety
because I think Tyson would take his head off.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think Paul's going to take a couple body shots. And unless Tyson goes soft on him, which Tyson says he's going to murder him. So.
I don't think that's going to be
happening. It's going to be on Netflix, so I'll be...
On Netflix?
I will be watching it.
Me and you are going to watch that, because I want to watch him get his head taken off by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I will watch it.
I hate him with a doubt. I love his brother, Logan. Logan can cut some promos on WWE. The whole thing with the brass knuckles, it's actually kind of entertaining. Like, him and Kevin Owens... It's actually kind of entertaining. It's like a better version. Dad, close your ears. It's like a better version of Samoa Joe versus an indie brawler.
What are you talking
like, it's
about?
It's it's better than a feud with, like, Kevin Owens. Like, Kevin Owens and Logan Paul. It's a good feud.
Okay.
But, like, what's the point of giving someone... Like, the biggest potential, aka Kevin Owens, a shot at the title if he's just going to get cheated out of it. Like,
well, you got to have a contender. Whether he gets cheated out of it or not, you still got to have a contender.
I know, and I think that's the thing. I think we need someone to strip that belt from Logan Paul's hand, whether either it's Damian Priest or, heck, Dominic Mysterio.
Okay, I can go with that.
Like, just to make the Judgment Day have more stuff.
I could be down with Dom Mysterio winning the U.S. title. I could be down with that. Yes.
But here's the thing. You got to have Dominic Mysterio on the mic more.
What are you talking about? He gets on the mic all the time.
I know he does. No, wait. What I mean, he's got to be on the mic more. He's got to get rid of the Judgment Day. Because they're like kind of holding him back.
You think the Judgment Day is holding Dominic?
Because they're putting him in all of these tag team matches with JD McDonagh. He's not getting anywhere in singles matches.
Okay.
And like, if he gets rid of them, he won't have a lot of people yelling and making fun of him. So he would actually be able to get a promo off.
Okay. So what you want? You saying you wanted to be a babyface again?
No, he wouldn't be a babyface. He would be on his own. He would be on his own, and he wouldn't be a babyface. He would still be a heel. He would still have that dark side to him, but he wouldn't be in the Judgment Day. Like, he would be like a Randy, like a 2009 Randy Orton attacking backstage.
No. No.
Like a Bobby Lashley?
No.
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 Uh-uh.
Yeah. I'm about to pull out an Eli Drake.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that in a while, have
you? Oh, you're such a knucklehead. You're such a meathead.
I know. That's why it's called. Yeah, I know. That's why the podcast is called The Meatheads.
Well, it's because you're a meathead.
And this man has a lot of meat on his head.
Along with you.
I have hair. I don't have meat.
No.
Actually, wait. I do have meat.
Look at that forehead. Look at that forehead. Look at that forehead.
It looks like I'm bald.
It's a 12 head because you're going to be. Look, that's what you're going to look like in 10 years.
No.
That's what you're going to look like in 10 years.
I haven't been watching as much AEW, so the only thing I could say is that get rid of Joe. Take his title from him. Give it to Hangman.
No! Give it to Swerve.
No.
Swerve deserves it way more than Hangman.
Okay. That feud has been going on for like years. Not years.
Swerve is the hottest.
Ayo.
Next to
Ayo.
Next to Will Ospreay. It's okay. Swerve and Ospreay are the two hottest talents right now in AEW.
You said I looked like Hook.
It's just the whole fluffing your hair and stuff.
So, why not give Hook a title?
He does have a title.
Oh, that's true.
He's got the FTW title.
Sure.
Because here's the thing. Hook is still very, very young.
That's true.
He's still in his early 20s, and he's still learning that is totally going to be on the show. But with that being said,
we are going to have to finish this episode here.
We're going to have to wrap this show up.
I don't want to, but he's making me. We could get more. We could get more show, but
we need to save some for the next episode.
That's true. I don't know if there's going to be anything to talk about.
No, there will be. There's always stuff to talk about.
That's true. I can always come up with
something. Yes, you can.
I'm the king of that.
Yes, you are. So, anything you want to say to the good people?
Yeah, one thing. I'm coming after you, Dom. And that's a fact.
All you had to do was...
Oh.